For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. The Kentucky Department of Education announced this week that high school students taking statewide college readiness tests will no longer be allowed to use calculators loaded with a certain algebra software package. Critics argued successfully that Zoom Math did too much of the work for the student test taker and artificially inflated test scores. One of those college readiness tests, the ACT, disallows the use of calculators with built-in algebra systems, but does allow calculators that have had software added on after they're purchased. Leading the charge against the use of Zoom Math has been Northern Kentucky University math professor Steve Newman, whose concerns led to the Kentucky Department of Education to investigate the issue. We asked Professor Newman to explain to us exactly what Zoom Math does.
The calculator software package essentially takes algebraic expressions and algebraic equations that you can just type in, and it will automatically print out the answer for you. So if you solve a quadratic equation, you just have to type it in, and boom, out comes the answers.
If I'm a student, Professor, that sounds like a pretty great deal to me. But from your perspective, in all seriousness, one as an educator, from what I gather, you were very concerned about this basically being a form of, like, you know, grade inflation or test inflation. Tell us, you know, about your concerns and where do you draw the line here?
Students can do this without any thought, without knowing any mathematics. I mean, you could teach a 10-year-old to do this, and that doesn't mean they know any mathematics, know how to solve equations, simplify expressions, or do all the kinds of things that colleges require them to know when they come to college. In other words, college readiness in mathematics. The experiments we did and the experiments that the Kentucky Department of Education did, we simply typed in an expression or equation we saw and then looked at one of the five multiple choice answers. It was all automatic. When we came to a question that couldn't be done in this way, we simply guessed an answer, you see, so that in each case, we did 10 experiments. The Kentucky Department of Education did roughly 47 experiments. Of taking this exam. In every case, just by guessing and using the Zoom Math, they became college ready under Kentucky guidelines by a large margin.
Professor, give us an idea. How long has this been happening? How long, say, if I'm a high school student, have I been able to use a calculator with Zoom Math on it and, you know, taking it into these statewide assessment tests?
Zoom Math has actually been available since 2006, although very unknown to the post-secondary math community. We never heard about it. The only thing that brought it to the forefront is the testing program in the high schools in Kentucky. They found out that you could put a Zoom Math on the calculator and get great grades on these exams.
Are you fielding hate mail yet from angry Kentucky high school students that are upset about not being able to use Zoom Math at this point?
I probably should be, but no, I'm not. I don't know if that will happen.
Well, Professor Steve Newman, I really appreciate so much you taking the time to speak with us today.
Okay, thank you.
That's Northern Kentucky University math professor Steve Newman, who helped successfully lead the charge against the use of the algebra software package Zoom Math by high school students taking statewide assessment tests. The Kentucky Department of Education announced this week that calculators with Zoom Math will no longer be allowed at testing sites. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.